I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you've had a great weekend and that you're stoked that it's Monday, that you're tuning in today because you are so ready to set an intention for the week. I actually have a really clear, beautiful intention for us this week. I just came from yoga class and I had this big epiphany in Shavasana. Don't you just love, you know, the things that come to you at the end of yoga practice in that quiet moment? I had a big moment where I realized that all of these problems and issues and unknown things that I'm trying to figure out in my head, Mother Earth has my back. Honestly, to find the answers of everything I'm looking for, I just need to trust and let the land guide the way. So instead of me trying to solve all these problems from my head or through research or using my phone or, you know, I'm very much in my mind lately because we're going through a bit of a challenging time, to just trust that actually Mother Nature, this earth, is going to guide the way. And by dropping in a little bit more to that close connection that I know I have with nature, I can actually soften and relax a little bit.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So that's what I want our intention collectively to be this week, to really let nature guide the way. So what does this look like in practice? You know, whatever thing you're pondering right now in your life, and I know you're pondering big questions. I mean, we are in a big collective wild space right now. Everyone has something big coming their way. You might feel like life is turned a little bit upside down, or you have a big problem or issue or some big thing that you're pondering in your life. This week, try to have as much time as you possibly can to be in nature and to really pay attention to the signs that nature gives you every single day. So meaning when you spend time in nature, to just be with nature without an agenda, you know, without having this idea of, oh, I'm going to go do something in nature, or I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to do this, but to just be with nature a little more. If that means that you have a forest nearby, you can go and spend some time, or just spending some time outside or sitting down in your garden, opening the windows into your apartment, just try to invite more of nature in your day-to-day life. For me, I'm sitting in communion with tea a lot. I'm in tea ceremony as much as I can. And that for me is a big reminder that I am nature, that nature is a part of me. But also, we are staying at this Airbnb right now, and it has a big, beautiful tree in the garden. And just sitting underneath that tree, you know, without having to think about it like, oh, I'm going to sit here and meditate, or I'm going to try to do something specific, or here, I'm going to come here for this practice. I'm just there with the tree, right? And by relaxing a little bit and just connecting with nature in a much more soft and heart-centered way, I can make space for that trust that actually nature has my back. Actually, even when I feel like I'm homeless, I don't know where I'm going to be sleeping or living, you know, for the unforeseen future, I'm already home, right? I'm a part of this earth. This earth is a part of me. And when I really start to pay attention to what nature tells me, I realize that actually I am held here and now. Right before recording this show, I just took a breath and I really anchored into this intention to let nature guide the way and to listen to the signs that nature shows us. That's a big thing, right? I really believe that Mother Nature sends us little signs on our path, right? We just got to keep our eyes and ears open for them. And right as I sat here deciding on this for the intention for this show, a bird flew into this window, like not too hard, not like violently, just a little peck on the side of the window. And I turn around and I watched the bird fly away. And I was like, wow, that really felt like nature was like giving me a little nudge. Like, yeah, listen to the signs, be here now, and try to spend less time on your phone this week and more time in communion with nature in every way you can. You know, and if you live in the city or you live in the countryside, like there is nature available all around. You can commune with everything around you. You know, maybe there's a beautiful tree right outside your apartment window. Take a moment to sit with that. Like really look at the branches of the tree. Watch the leaves blow in the wind. See if you can really make a connection with nature anywhere you are right now. And then this week, take this week to really trust that nature is going to show you the way. And there's going to be signs put on your path this week that are going to bring you a little bit closer to home every single day. I hope you enjoy this intention. For me, this is a really important one, a really beautiful one. It gives me a lot of trust and a bit of safety. Yeah, nature really brings us back to ourselves in that way. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.